Unit 2, page 50. I'm all ears. Who cares?
Good morning, listeners. I am Carol Brown, and welcome to our program, What Can I Do for My Community? With us this morning is Mr. Donald Blake, who will talk with us about the importance of volunteering. Welcome to our show, Mr. Blake.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Let me begin by asking why volunteering is so important.
Volunteering gives you an opportunity to change lives, including your own. If you feel sad when there is a disaster, like a flood, for example, volunteering will not only be good for the people you help, it can make you feel good because you will feel that you do have the power to change things. If you'd like to support a certain project, but can't afford to give money, you can always give your time instead. With careful planning, it's not that difficult to find enough time to help others. Helping others in need is so important that many high schools require their students to spend a certain number of hours volunteering in order to graduate.
So, how do you go about it?
Unlike school lessons, when it comes to volunteering, you get to choose what really interests you. This makes a difference because the choice is yours. When doing something you like, you feel you really are a part of things. And as a result, you have a greater sense of pride. You feel you have done something important.
Can you give us examples of fields where our listeners can volunteer?
Certainly. They can go to an after-school learning center and help young children with their studies. Teaching a child to read and write is one of the keys to a better future. Another way is to become a big brother or big sister. They can also guide children in youth movements or volunteer in an after-school sports program.
This sounds really interesting. Do you have any other suggestions?
Sure. Another option is to play with pets at a local animal shelter. Most shelters depend on volunteers to keep the cats and dogs happy and well exercised. And there is an added bonus. When you're walking dogs, you get a workout too. Another idea is to help the environment by being part of eco-friendly projects. For example, some teenagers like to take part in local park cleanup days. But don't worry. If you don't like planting trees or walking dogs, you can always help out in a park, office, or education center.
I feel like volunteering right now myself. There are so many things to choose from.
Well, I have only given a few examples. There are many more, like supporting a health-related cause. Lots of us are close to people who have a medical problem. It can feel good to give your time to an organization that raises money for research, to deliver meals to old or sick people, or help people with an illness in any possible way. By the way, if you have more than one thing you love, find a way to combine the two. For example, if you love kids and are great at arts and crafts, visit your local children's hospital and offer to give art lessons to young patients. Nothing compares to a smile of a child.
Thank you, Mr. Blake, for your interesting ideas. I am sure our young listeners will be inspired by them. We'll be back next week with Dan Sharp, a 15-year-old volunteer who will tell us about his voluntary work.